and obviously key guy, especially with Victor going down in the first period. But just overall, how did you see kind of the game play out with the shots that they had?
Yeah, I mean, I think they won a lot more battles tonight, and it showed up in their chances. And we didn't sustain enough offensive zone time, a little bit in the first and second. The third period seemed like they definitely had the jump on us and had possession, and because they were coming up with pucks more in those 50-50 battles, and it's not a recipe for success when we're on the wrong side of things and giving them too many looks. And Vassy did everything he could, played a heck of a game. And, sure, we'd like some of our looks to find the net and whatnot, but still feel like we gave them too many chances, and that's not the way we're trying to play.
You mentioned the battles with that. Is that the most frustrating thing for you guys? Because, that's one thing you can kind of control, is that you've been working on that all the time in practice,
yeah,
too.
No, it's not about effort. It's just, they're working just as hard as we are. We've got to find a way, be on the right side of our check, and have some good communication out there, knowing we have opportunities to outnumber. I think they did a pretty good job outnumbering us at times in the O-zone and allowed us to sustain pressure. But, they put a pretty solid game, and we did too many things wrong, and they made us pay.
Then that go-ahead goal, is that something where it's like a tough read? You have to make sure you watch out for the middle in case they cut it on Stamkos, and you're trying to watch your guy, too.
Yeah, I didn't even realize Stammer was coming on for a change, so I wish I'd seen him there. I would have repositioned myself a little bit. I mean, like I said, I don't think we get that puck 200 feet, and that's where it starts. It's got to, we've got to start limiting our turnovers. It's an area that we've got to continue to work on. Our group knows it, and it's a matter of execution out there.
What can you guys do in a game like that? You end up down two guys to kind of try to keep your legs up as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of hockey. We've all played in games where guys go down in the game, and that's why you have to be even smarter. When you do have the puck on your stick and when you're playing away from the puck, having good structure, talking, and not overextending your shift, getting caught out there and not being able to be on the right side of your check.
That's very obviously proud group. I know Coach talked about the process and with the wins that may come, and you're working on things that are parts of your game. Is that easier said than done in terms of you still lose the game and you're still working towards improving yourself, battles in terms of defensively, but
You want to get results, and I think certainly our group is lacking some confidence, and you only get that by winning games and making the plays out there and feeling comfortable out there. And so we've got to start with little things and take some positives, the little positives that we can. And fortunately, I think it's a good thing we've got a game right away tomorrow, and we'll look at some things. But we've got to find a way to get some confidence within our structure. I think we're being a little tentative at times, and it's we've got too much speed and skill and will too, that we've got to get out there and execute that and trust each other out there a little bit too.
Think of the Girardi tribute there.